Is Christian nationalism a real threat, or is it just the left's new bogeyman? What is Christian nationalism? Could some of the founding fathers, like George Washington, who prayed to God and quoted the Bible in government speeches, be accused of being Christian nationalists? Alex McFarland is a Christian apologist who's written several books defending the Bible and the Christian faith. He's the founder of Truth for a New Generation. Alex speaks often in public settings as a Christian apologist and also on the need for Christians to engage the culture. He hosts many radio and television programs. So we welcome back to the program Alex McFarland. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Alex, it's great to have you back on. Thank you for joining us.
Honor to be on with you, and you always address the most relevant, insightful topics, and you do it in such an inspirational and factual way. I have a great respect for you, my friend.
Well, where do I send the $20 bill? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so what are your thoughts on a Christian nationalism?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Let me say, to fully understand the weight and the gravity around this term, Christian nationalism, Dr. Newcomb, I think you need to acknowledge the way that the left uses language very carefully, very strategically for their ideological ends. In this case, being the imposition of Marxism in the West. The left is all about undermining and eroding, and I think they hope to someday exterminate our constitutional Judeo-Christian Republic for a number of purposes, at least two purposes. One, to further build this global political, economic, social, global Tower of Babel. But the other, whether people really realize it or not, the way the left commandeers language is ultimately to obstruct the gospel of Jesus Christ and religious freedom. Now, back to the term Christian nationalism. I am convinced, having been called this, a Christian nationalist at several American universities on the stage. Now, I would embrace the term. I'm happy to be called a Christian who cares about America. If you love God, if you love this country, the left would label you a Christian nationalist. In a way, it's a compliment, but the way the left is using it, Jerry, they're hoping this will be the ultimate slur to marginalize and ostracize conservatives and Christians. So what they're hoping is, in the mind of the public, a Christian nationalist would be assumed to be something like a fascist or Nazi. But really, if you look at what is meant by the term, a follower of Jesus Christ and one who cares about being a good citizen and supporting our constitutional republic, in a way, the term should really be embraced as a compliment.
You know, it's interesting. Even think about the word patriot. Patriot used to be a very positive thing. Now it's kind of, spoken of in a bad way, I think.
Yeah. I mean, as if you're some sort of, subversive, dangerous individual. But if patriot be an insult, then I will happily receive it. Because if you're patriotic and you understand that this nation was ordained by God, and we, across the panorama of human history, the freedom, the stability, and the prosperity with which we have been entrusted, it's just unparalleled. What America has experienced, America at her best, is absolutely unparalleled in American in world history, I should say. But Jerry, let's bring out a couple of other terms, if we could. The term manifest destiny. The journalist John O'Sullivan in 1845 talked about the manifest destiny. You know, the Louisiana Purchase made it possible for us to reach to the Pacific Ocean, and then in the early 20th century, actually some communists who were gleeful over the economic duress of the Depression talked about American exceptionalism. But Jerry, when you talk about manifest destiny or American exceptionalism, that America is different, and now Christian nationalism, the left is apoplectic because they loathe the idea that America is worth caring about, our constitutional republic is worth fighting for, loving one's homeland, caring about the future, thanking God for the blessings we've enjoyed. Those are things that basically make a woke, liberal, leftist, communist cringe.
I referred earlier in the very opening of this discussion that there are some founding fathers who were explicitly Christian, and George Washington is an example. He prayed to God. He quoted the Bible in government speeches. He didn't force anybody to become a Christian or anything, but he practiced his faith. And would he be labeled, in effect, as a Christian nationalist by the same standard by which, you know, people would be today, let's say yourself or me or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, he would be. You know, I interviewed Janice Connell, who wrote a book called The Faith of Our Founding Father. And it basically just takes excerpts from some of George Washington's prayer journals, especially during, you know, the revolutionary period, General Washington of the Continental Army. And Dr. Newcomb, George Washington's prayer journal reads like something written by Billy Graham or you know, a great Christian leader. And he enters the world in blessed. You know, the sacred fire of liberty has been entrusted to the American people, he once said. So if I'm a Christian nationalist, well, I humbly accept and embrace that label, because that would put me in the same stead with people like Washington and Patrick Henry and the greatest of our founders, and then others through the years, like Teddy Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln, and more recently, look, I mean, in January of 61, when JFK was being inaugurated, John F. Kennedy in his inauguration said, "The rights of man come not from government, but from God. The role of government is not to give you rights, but to guard the rights you've already been given by Almighty God." So I guess JFK should be lumped in with Christian nationalists. In fact, Jerry, let me digress for a moment if I could. Ted Kennedy spoke at Liberty University. I did 3 degrees at Liberty, and I was there. I knew Dr. Falwell very well. Dr. Falwell would routinely have speakers like David Barton and, David Jeremiah and, you know, great speakers. Well, Ted Kennedy, and this is on YouTube, you can see it. Jerry Falwell invited Ted Kennedy to speak at Liberty University in the 1980s. And Ted Kennedy came and he says, and this is in the first 2 or 3 minutes of his speech at Liberty University when Dr. Falwell was on the podium, Ted Kennedy comes out and says, "Well, Jerry Falwell and I would disagree on so many things, but we both agree this was founded as a Christian nation." Arch Democrat Ted Kennedy said that. So people need to understand that our history, our terminologies and language, and really our possible future is being attempted to be commandeered by the left, that they're not caring about the preservation of our freedoms and the betterment of our nation, along with its, you know, most cherished guiding principles. The left care, and the Democrats, I'm going to say it, the Democrat Party, they are wanting to deconstruct our Judeo-constitutional republic and remake it in some sort of Marxist global colony, subservient to the UN and China and Russia. And we cannot let that happen. We must pray, stay informed, influence others, vote, and recruit people to this wonderful adventure called the preservation of American liberty.
Excellent. Now, we have about 4 minutes left, believe it or not. And I wanted to mention to you that there's a new movie out, or it's not out yet. We're having this discussion in early January. in the year of our Lord, I always like saying that, 2024. And in February, Rob Reiner, Meathead on the All in the Family program, Rob Reiner is going to be coming out with a movie exposing the evil Christian nationalists. Your thoughts on that?
Well, let me encourage people to have discernment here, because very often when Hollywood will do an expose of the conservative movement or, quote, evangelical Christians, they will handpick spokespersons that aren't evangelical. I know in that movie, I think one of the people they speak with is Russell Moore, who as I understand it, was at one time an employee of Hillary Clinton, and ostensibly he speaks for evangelical Christians. And let me say, he does not speak for this evangelical Christian, Alex McFarland. And so no doubt they will have carefully chosen Christian straw men to speak against patriotism. Fair enough. I mean, they can interview whomever they choose, but how about having a Dr. Jerry Newcomb or a David Barton or a William J. Federer, or people like that, or somebody like a Tony Perkins, they're brilliant people. I could name so many others that look, to stand up for our nation, to understand that our country, our home, our freedoms, our geographical boundaries. These are sacred stewardships God has entrusted this country with. And I want to call on my fellow pastors, Jerry. Look, I've pastored two churches. I've spoken in 2000. I understand the fine line of diplomacy that pastors think they have to walk. But I call on pastors to boldly preach about Christianity and our culture and being a citizen, and yes, preserving America. Job one is the Great Commission and lifting up the dear Lord Jesus and preaching the gospel. But secondarily, we, the church, must preserve our nation, because as we've done for two centuries, the American Christian remnant is the primary funder of the Great Commission worldwide. And we dare not lose our freedom and our prosperity, because we would lose our ability to contribute tangibly to the gospel going forth around the world.
Okay, we have about a minute and a half left. What would you say to those who look at something like January 6, 2021 and say, oh, you want to see Christian nationalism? There it is on display. Your thoughts?
Well, Christian nationalism has nothing to do with the contrived, manufactured takeover of January 6th. And let me say, what happened January 6th is almost like the complete backstory of the JFK assassination. Only God knows. But I do know this. I do know this. Former President Trump was not telling people to, quote, take over the government, overthrow the U.S. government. Christians and leaders wonderful patriotic people like Franklin Graham or David Jeremiah or James Dobson, nor myself. There was no Christian theocratic coup in process. And folks, don't be misled by the talking snake media that wants you to believe January 6th was a repeat of 9/11 or something. That is a manufactured, contrived fantasy. January 6th, what happened was a marketing attempt of the left.
15 seconds left.
To try to demonize those of us who now are saying we must save our constitutional republic. January 6th is a non-issue in terms of Christians and our future.
AlexMcFarland.com. Alex, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
God bless you, my friend.
You too. Bye-bye now.